Bibliology question number four. Compare and contrast the Bible and its authority to general revelation and its authority. My response. God has revealed himself in a, quote, special way, end quote, the Bible, as well as, quote, general way, end quote, nature, God's influence in history, and our consciences. We can compare special to general revelation in that they are both revelations from God given to humanity so that we might know him. When Paul speaks of unbelievers in Romans 1, he indicates, quote, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven, that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, end quote, verses 18 through 20. Paul is telling believers, through special revelation, that God has revealed himself through the general revelation of his creation and his powers to uphold it. Psalm 19 tells us that, quote, the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands, which pours forth speech and reveals knowledge, end quote, verses 1 through 2. Paul records that even Gentiles, meaning non-Jews, who've never been given special revelation, in this case, quote, the law, and know, quote, instinctively, end quote, to obey the law, Romans 2, 14 through 15. This is true because of the conscience God has given us. Paul describes, quote, conscience, end quote, in verse 15 as all people having, quote, the law written in their hearts, end quote. God provides this general revelation to display that he is the creator. Everything created has a creator. He has given us laws of morality, conscience, and logic, unique to humans to be able to discern. We see his all-powerful hand at work through the fascinating details of all of our complex systems, our DNA, pollination, water cycle, etc. All of this is from him to authoritatively declare to us that he is the creator and that he is involved with his creation so that we are, quote, without excuse, end quote, for not wholeheartedly acknowledging him as God. This is as far as general revelation goes. What is the point of general revelation and why is it not enough? God has revealed himself generally so that we would recognize our need to know him more intimately through his special revelation. General revelation is enough to declare all that was previously mentioned, but not enough to save a person's soul from the, quote, wrath of God, end quote, rightly laid upon those, quote, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, end quote, Romans 1, verse 18. Righteousness is a foundational understanding of God for every believer. However, it cannot be observed through general revelation. Wayne Grudem noted that it is the Bible that reveals God's attributes with mankind. The Bible, special revelation, is God revealing himself personally, answering the who, when, where, what, and why questions. Whereas general revelation is God revealing his general existence and involvement. King David declared God's word as, quote, my counselors, end quote, and testified that they have, quote, more insight than all my teachers, end quote. Psalm 119, verse 24 and 99. He continued with, quote, how sweet are your words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. From your precepts I get understanding. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. End quote. Psalm 119, verses 103 through 105. David needed special revelation to truly know God. We need to know God to glorify God. We glorify God through a changed heart and a lifestyle of worship. This changed heart comes from salvation, which comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. General revelation cannot explain the specifics of God's only Son dying on the cross for all who will repent and believe. It is the hearing of the gospel of Jesus Christ that brings faith. Romans 10, verse 17. Without God's gracious preservation of his words, we would only know him at a basic general level. The Bible is absolute truth and stands as our ultimate authority above all natural revelation.